FBI's Most Wanted, Pennsylvania woman faked cancer to swindle loved ones out of nearly $11,000 for luxury trips. By Amy Farr on May 31, 2026. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, is still looking for a Pennsylvania woman who faked a terminal cancer diagnosis to swindle friends and family out of thousands of dollars. The suspect was identified as 37-year-old Vanessa Ork, who allegedly used the money for Australian vacations, Fox News reported Sunday. Ork's case is one of several high-profile fake cancer scams that have shocked communities in recent years, as fraudsters allegedly exploited sympathy, online fundraising platforms and emotional support networks for financial gain, the outlet said. On the FBI's Most Wanted page regarding the suspect, officials said Ork was accused of fraudulently telling her community she was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer, specifically a glioblastoma, and she needed money for medical treatments and support. Between October of 2015 and July of 2016, Ork further represented to family and friends that she needed to travel to Australia to participate in an experimental treatment for her purported cancer. Through her false and fraudulent pretenses, her family and others provided money and support. In or around April of 2016, Ork traveled to Australia, where she engaged in a variety of leisure activities and did not receive any medical treatment. Upon her return to the United States, Ork enlisted her friends and family to organize two fundraisers on her behalf. A webpage was established and a benefit event held at a local restaurant in Pennsylvania, both resulting in numerous people providing donations for her purported cancer treatment. Ork utilized those funds to travel to Australia again in or around 2016, where she again engaged in various leisure activities and received no medical treatment for her non-existent illness. Ork was indicted on 15 counts of wire fraud in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania on May 3, 2018, and a federal warrant was issued for her arrest. Per the Mayo Clinic, there is no cure for patients who are actually suffering from glioblastoma. Treatments such as surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy may slow tumor growth, ease symptoms, and help people live longer, the site read. Ork's GoFundMe campaign raised $11,740 through donors in her community, people reported, citing a statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office, Eastern District of Pennsylvania, in 2020. At the time, former U.S. Attorney William McSwain said, "The allegations in this case are nauseating." Ork is charged with preying upon the kindness and generosity of good people who wish to help those in need. As alleged, there was no need here, only lies, greed and callous manipulation. The People article said the suspect was last known to be living in Queensland, Australia.